Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, September 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers enjoyed their bye week on Sunday, and they, like the rest of us, watched their next opponent. The Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears at Ford Field 40-32. Lions built a big lead, scoring 27 points in the second quarter. Reggie Bush, who adds quite a dimension to this already, talented offense, 18 carries, 139 yards, and a touchdown in a very big win.
We talked all week, obviously, about, you know, the significance of this game and what it meant, but also at the same time, you know, not making it too big, you know, being in the moment, you know, understanding, you know, our position, understanding where we are, but still going out there, being able to focus and come out with the win, and we did that today.
Lions defense helped out, sacking Jay Cutler three times, including once for a fumble that was scooped up by Nick Fairley for a touchdown, also picked him off three times, and Cutler says my mistakes were the difference.
I thought defensively they did a good job early on of holding them field goals. I've got to give us a better chance of winning, you know, three picks. It's hard to come back from that and the fumble return. So got to play better. Felt good about my decision making. I'm just missing throws.
Both those teams are now 3-1 on the season. The Minnesota Vikings had to travel to Wembley Stadium in London to get their first win of the year, 34-27 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adrian Peterson with 140 yards and two touchdowns. Greg Jennings catching a couple of touchdown passes from Matt Castle, who quarterbacked for the injured Christian Ponder. Head coach Leslie Frazier says it was well worth the trip.
This has been a great week for our football team, for our entire organization. It's been terrific all the way around. Then to come out and finish with a win and against a very strong AFC opponent. Just so proud of our football team.
Steelers are now 0-4, one of four winless teams. Jacksonville thrashed by Indianapolis 37-3. Tampa Bay still winless. They had a 10-0 lead going to the fourth quarter and give it up. Fall to the Arizona Cardinals 13-10. And the New York Giants are now 0-4 after getting thrashed by Kansas City 31-7. Alex Smith with 288 yards and three touchdowns to get the Chiefs off to that 4-0 start for new head coach Andy Reid.
Defense played lights out. Special teams gave us some momentum. And then 3 weeks in a row now, I really feel like fourth quarter, end of the fourth quarter, game close with a chance to put out a reach. Our offense has stepped up and done it.
Giants 0-4 for the first time since 1987. There are a total of six unbeaten clubs. Mention the Chiefs, and in the NFC, Seattle to 4-0 as they rally from a 20-3 halftime deficit and beat the Houston Texans on the road in overtime, 23-20. Steven Hauschka's 45-yard field goal won it, but Richard Sherman had a 58-yard interception return for a touchdown off Matt Schaub with 2:40 left in the fourth quarter that got the game even. Sherman on how the Seahawks were able to battle their way back and get a win.
We were able to be resilient, continue to believe, continue to have faith in ourselves and one another and our teammates, and I think that's what brings us closer. We appreciate games like this because it brings us closer as a team and as a defense.
New England Patriots get to 4-0 with a 30-23 Sunday night win over the Falcons in Atlanta. Tom Brady with a couple of touchdown passes. The other 4-0 club is the Denver Broncos as they laid a hurting on the Philadelphia Eagles 52-20. Peyton Manning, 28 of 34 for 327 yards and four touchdowns. Manning has thrown 16 touchdowns without an interception so far this season.
The recaps don't mean a whole lot. It was a good win because of this game, and we'll learn from it, and got a tough test next week.
They'll be taking on the Cowboys next week. Dallas on the road, losing to San Diego, 30-21. Phillip Rivers with 401 yards passing and three touchdowns. Buffalo Bills beat the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens 23-20. Joe Flacco intercepted five times in that game. Cincinnati Bengals off their Packer victory, headed to Cleveland, and after scoring 34 points against Green Bay, managed only six against the Browns, who were 17-6 winners. Brian Hoyer threw for 269 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and he is 2-for-2 as the Cleveland starting quarterback.
You just got to go out there and execute and keep pushing. I think the O-line did a great job, and with being able to mix the run and the pass, that really helped us today.
Other scores: at Tennessee beat the New York Jets 38-13. Titans are 3-1, although Jake Locker had to be carted off the field with a hip injury, was held in a hospital overnight for observation. And the Oakland Raiders had a 14-0 lead on the Washington Redskins getaway. The Skins get their first win of the year, 24-14. Matt Flynn, making his first start since leaving the Packers, got him out in front, but also gave it back with a pick six and a costly fumble.
You know, there's a couple times on some play actions that, you know, I was, you know, there was a big jump on line of scrimmage and was, you know, I had a hard time, you know, making sure there was guys open, so I didn't want to force it without, you know, making any blind throws. So, you know, but you know, I didn't think I wasn't seeing the field well. I just, you know, didn't make the plays.
The NFL weekend wraps up Monday night in New Orleans. The 3-0 Saints hosting the 3-0 Miami Dolphins. In college football, Alabama and Oregon remain 1-2 in the AP and coaches poll. The Wisconsin Badgers tumble out of the top 25 with a tough 31-24 loss to the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus on Saturday night. Braxton Miller with big touchdown passes, none bigger than a fourth down toss with 1 second left in the first half that broke the game open and broke Coach Gary Anderson's back.
You can't just give him easy plays. You can't. I don't care if it's a miscommunication. I don't care if it's a simple missed clean easy tackle, a blown coverage, a blown gap. It doesn't matter. You can't give those things up. Again, if you're going to come into a place like this and play a very talented football team, you have to make those plays.
Badgers fall to 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten. They hit their bye week. They'll return in a couple of weeks against Northwestern. Lane Kiffin fired late Saturday night at USC after the Trojans were overwhelmed by Arizona State 62-41. Most points ever given up by the Trojans, who are 0-2 in the Pac-12, 3-2 overall. The St. Norbert Green Knights have won their third straight. They beat Carroll College 27-7 on the road Saturday. They are 3-0 in the Midwest Conference, 3-1 on the season overall. To Major League Baseball, which put a wrap on the regular season on Sunday, and the Milwaukee Brewers fall to the New York Mets 3-2 at Citi Field. Gave up two runs in the eighth with some shaky defensive work. Marco Estrada got the start for the Brewers. He went seven innings, gave up a run in the first, but then really settled in. Allowed just that run on two hits without a walk and eight strikeouts, but Brandon Kinsler took the loss in relief. The Brewers finished the year 74-88, but manager Ron Renicki says, "I got no complaints with my team over the course of the second half."
After the All-Star break, I thought we did a nice job. We hung in there with almost all the teams, and we played everybody tough.
Brewers actually finished one game above 500 since Ryan Braun was suspended for the year. Elsewhere in the Major League Baseball finale, we're going to have one more in the American League, a 163rd game for the Tampa Bay Rays. Beat the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 7-6. Will Myers with a couple of doubles and says, "Yeah, we were busy watching the scoreboard in this one."
It's definitely relieving knowing that we're going to play tomorrow. But, yeah, it's kind of stressful watching this game. It's weird pulling for another team.
They were pulling for the Los Angeles Angels, but they couldn't do it. The Texas Rangers beat the Angels 6-2 to force that one-game play-in. Texas will host Tampa Bay with the winner heading to Cleveland, which wrapped up the number one wild card with a 5-1 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Terry Francona getting it done in his first year with the Tribe.
Stand here and say the Indians are going to the playoffs. I'm so proud. I'm so proud, everybody.
The other American League Finals had Baltimore beat Boston 7-6. Chris Davis winning the home run title and the RBI title in the major leagues with 53 and 138. Kansas City beat the White Sox 4-1. Yankees over the Astros 5-1 in 14 innings. Houston ends the year losing their last 15, 111 losses on the season. Oakland tuned up for the playoffs by beating Seattle 9-0. The A's will open against the Tigers on Friday. In the National League, Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-2. Jody Mercer went 3-4, including an inside the park home run. And Mercer says, "We had to have this one to make sure we host the next one at home."
That was our main goal, is to take two out of three and bring it back. And we were able to accomplish that. And, you know, we're really pleased by the way we played all three phases of the game. And we're excited to bring back Pittsburgh.
The Pirates will host the Reds in the National League wild card game Tuesday night. The winner to take on the St. Louis Cardinals, who wrapped up the best record in baseball at 97-65 with a 4-0 win over the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers will open their division series in Atlanta on Thursday. Braves beat the Phillies 12-5. Dodgers fell to the Rockies 2-1. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 3-2. Giants over the Padres 7-6. And in interleague play, the Miami Marlins beat the Detroit Tigers 1-0. Henderson Alvarez with a no-hitter, the third pitch. pitched this year in Big League Baseball, and a walk-off no-hitter at that, with Alvarez in the on-deck circle in the bottom of the ninth. The winning run comes in on a wild pitch. Miami catcher Coy Hill says that was one weird walk-off no-hitter.
You don't really realize that you've done it, but you look up there at the scoreboard and it says zero hits. And we've played nine innings, and we're, you know, thinking, shoot, all we need to do is get a run, and it's it. And fortunate for us, it happened. It's a great one to end on.
In hockey, the Green Bay Gamblers have pointed in all four of their games this year on the road with the Youngstown Phantoms for a pair. They win 4-3 Friday night in overtime, a Nick Schmaltz game winner, then lose Saturday night in overtime 3-2, but they're off to a 3-1 start on the season. Third race in the Sprint Cup chase for the championship, and Jimmy Johnson passes Dale Earnhardt Jr. on a restart with about 27 laps to go and hangs on for his fifth win this year, and Johnson makes it a great 8 at Dover.
To get this 8th win here is very, very special. And truthfully, it was the first thought that went through my mind when I crossed the finish line.
Matt Kenseth coming in 7th. He maintains his points lead over Kyle Busch, although it's down to 12 points now. And there is your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.